Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 23rd of May 2024. Today's topic is Obey God's Voice. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 22 verses 13 through 19. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. 19. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Key verse. Genesis chapter 22 verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. A songwriter wrote thus, Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe, doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily, walking in the light, with your attitude right on the narrow way. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. A child that is obedient will be the delight of the Lord. Abraham obeyed the instruction of God to go and sacrifice his son, Isaac, for a burnt offering, and immediately he obeyed. As he was about to slay his son, God called him out of heaven, provided a ram as a replacement for his son, and made a covenant of blessing with him. To enjoy God's blessing, you must obey his voice at all times. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 19. His voice is his word as contained in the Holy Bible. Make his word your best companion. Read it every day, meditate on its message, and obey all that it commands. Prayer for today. Father, I pray that you will help me to obey your voice and do all your commandments. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 16 through 20. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.